Blog Talk Radio.
Stand by for Passion Podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the Dala broadcasting live from West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm at Studio Lax. It's Tuesday, 12/20/22. We're coming to a close on this year, and we're going into 2023 strong. The talk show is brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic of discussion is joy. My guest speaker is Matic, singer, songwriter, a true talent, an artist, great strength and character is why I asked him to share a message about his faith today. A motivated soul, despite a near-death accident, experiencing this tragedy propelled him into an existence of strong faith. He is an example of joy. Welcome to Passions Podcast, Matic.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio also, we have Lee Powers. He's part of the dream team of Passions. Welcome, Lee.
Good morning, Deborah. Thank you for having me this morning.
Thanks for being here, Lee. I had a few conversations with Matic. I am truly humbled by his nature. Always be open to learn from others. And I'm just feeling blessed today for all of us to be here. When I talked to Matic this week, I said, oh, God, he's so grounded. And no matter what he went through, the videos are terrifying of the accident. But he talks about getting, you know, being baptized. And that's a great message as well, dealing with joy and really sharing it with others for this holiday season and all through the year. And he said, Debbie, he said, it's joy from the inside. So I want to give you the floor, Matic, to talk about your feelings on the topic of discussion today.
Deborah, what I feel is a lot of people don't realize that, you know, joy comes from within. You know, a lot of people seek happiness. But in order to be happy, you know, somebody got to give you something, or it's an outward expression. So when you speak about joy, it's something that no one can take, you know. Regardless of my situation, after almost, you know, dying in a rollover accident that could have cost me my life, or it was actually prophesied to me that I was supposed to be dead, but, you know, God spared me, and I know he spared me for a reason, and this was the reason. So I'm just staying motivated. I'm keeping my joy because can't nobody take my joy. And regardless of what happens in life, because we all go through pain, strife, you know, situations that feel like it's never ending, but you got to find joy out of everything, or unless, you know, it's not really worth living if you can't find joy, even in the pain, in the turmoil, in the suffering.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in West Palm Beach, Florida at Studio Lax, and I have Matic with me and Lee Powers in studio, and we're talking about joy. We're with you for the next 30 minutes, and really, really, Matic, you're the change. You know, when we talked earlier this week, and I said, change, this is so great, and we're going to talk about joy, and he said, I'm going to be the change and make an example even to the next generation, and I said, this is fabulous. I want you to tell the listeners about Big Bait.
Well, speaking of the accident, it was like an awakening. So after the accident, I started seeking God more. You know, I started counting my blessings more. And the podcast show is something that I wanted to do for a minute. And I remember we spoke about it. You know, that's how we even met, because you was trying to teach me how to do it and, you know, give me pointers and information. And I mean, this was so long ago that I had a whole different direction. But as we progress, as I've grown, as, you know, I went through my situations, my testimony grew, and I wanted to share it. So I decided to start a podcast, a talk show, to basically give my testimony, and that's where Big Bait was born at.
Big Bait is cool. I'm going to invite you to check it out. I really liked it, and it was down to earth, and you were speaking from your heart, and you really brought faith into it, and I really loved it. I feel like this is, beside your music, you're multi-talented. So to be able to do that and say, hey, you know, I believe, I'm not going to not walk in faith because this happened to me. I'm going to rise up above it, and I'm going to share with people around the world, whether they're listening, tuning in on their phone, on their computer, whether they're watching a video. Do you have something worthy to say? And when I listened to Big Bait, I really liked it.
Yeah, I've been doing music for a very long time. You know, I started doing music on a lot of worldly things and, you know, things that wasn't so inspiring or uplifting. But I decided to give, you know, my listeners, my fans, I decided to basically give them motivation, give them hope, you know, say something. I decided to, you know, sing and rap about things that uplift people. And, you know, just give them a different side of music. Because when you think of music and, you know, you can be influenced by it. So a lot of people don't understand the power of the tongue. And I didn't understand that as well. I had to grow. I had to learn. You know, I had to read scriptures. I had to get closer to God. And it's not easy coming from where I came from, you know. None of my friends or the people I hung around with was, you know, basically not really on a positive vibe, too tough. You know, not to say everybody, but some of the people that I was hanging out with, we was not doing things so great. So I decided to change the narrative and not be a statistic. I decided to be different, and that's why I named my album. If anybody out there listening, you want to check me out, I have an album out now, Spotify, everywhere. It's called Dare to Be Different, and that's Matic. It's spelled M-A-D-T-I-C, and that's Matic. You know, Dare to Be Different is the album inside. The podcast is called Big Bait, and I'm a fisher of men, so I got that Big Bait.
I think it's really cool, the fisher of men. Why don't you tell the listeners more about that, because this is brand new. You're going to want to check out his show. Again, I saw an episode of it, and I was like, this is good vibes all the way. Talk about fisher of men.
Well, you know, that's a statement that comes from the Bible when Peter was fishing and Jesus told him, you know, I'm going to make you guys fisher of men. And basically, it's just being a disciple, you know. It's going out evangelizing. It's just being a little different. And I'm like the voice of the streets and the hood. And we come from poverty and broken homes, you know, harsh backgrounds. And my father was incarcerated nearly my whole life. So I just wanted something different. So I decided to be a fisher of men because I want to invite people to know Jesus and just give them a word that can motivate them and teach them and help them and uplift them, inspire them, and motivate them.
That's some powerful stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Matic is here with me in studio in West Palm Beach, and my friend, Mr. Powers. This is a message. I mean, it's joyful to listen to what you have to bring for us to learn from. Really, you're still healing after the accident. He's got the attitude of gratitude. He's doing good things. He's sharing joy. Again, a true example, and I'm grateful to be with you here today.
Yeah, I had every reason to, you know, be upset. I had every reason to, you know, give up. And I didn't see it. I found joy in the worst times of my life. And it was really like a eye-opener. It was really something that was life-changing to me. It was something that I never expected. You know, I never expected for it to be like this. My life changed dramatically, really fast. I had to get a skin graft. I never been through surgery. I never experienced pain. So all this stuff that happened to me, you know, it just happened at once. And it was right as I was making the transition and leaving the streets and, you know, negative things behind. And that's when I felt like I kind of got attacked. But it was all for the good.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in with a question or comment, it's area code 516-418-5479. Area code 516-418-5479. I have Matic with me in studio. Passions is here at Studio Lax, his studio, which I'm so grateful to be here. It feels good in here. It really does.
Yeah, I started this studio maybe like, I'll say like 5 years ago. And when I first started, I wasn't at this location. So I just moved to this location maybe 3 years ago, and it's been going good. It's been great. I'm like the only studio that have this type of vibe. It's a great vibe. If anybody ever want studio sessions to record or do any voiceovers or get anything mixed and mastered, you know, you guys can give me a call at 561-255-4873. And that's Studio Lax, L-A-X. I appreciate everybody who listening. I appreciate everybody who support. Thanks to my fans, and thanks to Passion Podcast.
Thank you, Matic. Feeling good. Ladies and gentlemen, so we're talking about joy, and we're finding joy no matter what we're going through. And we're here to support anybody that needs a friend or you want to call in with a question or comment. You can email me at passionspodshow@gmail.com. It's passionspodshow@gmail. Or call the talk show line off the air at 561-856-0100. Oh, I need to get the skinny on the lab mentions. We're down to about 17 minutes on the clock. I have a shout-out for Delray Highway. It's a cool little spot off Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida. I have complimentary drink cards, and you can call or email. I'm giving away two per person, whether you're local or coming down to Florida to visit. I have free drink tickets for you. Also in the news, I have another shout out. Very impressive woman I met yesterday. Her name is Maria at JCPenney Salon in Boynton Beach, Florida, located in the Boynton Beach Mall. I spent about 3 hours with her yesterday. She's lovely with skills and expertise. So she changed my look, and I really am grateful to her. So I just want to send some love her way for quality service. Check her out at JCPenney Boynton Beach. Thank you, Maria. My last announcement, I want to recognize a lady in Palm Beach County. On Facebook, her page is Shauna's Basket Brigade. We connected last year, and I was delighted to reach out to her again this year and to say, Passions is proud to announce your good works in our community. And she said, Debbie, it's everybody put together. I said, it's a team. And she recognizes Christmas and Hanukkah. So very cool lady. Thank you, Shauna, for all you're doing in Palm Beach County. Matt, if you want to give a shout-out to anybody special for the holiday season.
I just want to shout-out to everybody out there who's listening. Studio Lex. I also have a food truck. It's called Poppy's Restaurant on Wheels. We'll be opening back up pretty soon. The accident had us down. So if anybody out there listening and you miss those ribs and that wonderful macaroni and cheese, I'm sorry. But we'll be back open real soon. I'm rehabilitating real good. I'm going to therapy. I'm getting better. I'm getting my strength back. So Next month we should be back open. So shout out to my two establishments and Big Bait and the Passion Podcast. Shout out to them as well.
Thanks so much for that. You got to take it easy. You're going to be back with the food truck. The food truck's cool. Downstairs. I'm like, let's get into it. You know, because I like to cook. But you've had the business for a while, so the people are going to be, they're going to wait till you are ready and you'll have back in business as usual. This week, I had a young man reach out to me. I've known him for about 5 years through Facebook. He's in West Africa. He wrote me and he said, Debbie, I listened to the podcast. I said, this is so great, you know, and he did something for me, like a music intro on the Heart and Soul Talk Show. He's going to be listening to this podcast. And I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in and your love and support and for writing me. It keeps me going, you know, because I want to bring a good message on the air and to motivate people and to share love. That's what it's about, I think. Maddox, what are your thoughts?
Just elaborating on the topic, you know, everybody out there, if you can learn anything from me, if I can motivate you, seek joy, you know, out of every situation. Whatever you're going through, you know, sometimes things happen and they don't feel good and they're not the best of things and you probably don't want it to be that way. But just find joy out of it, whatever you can do to get joy. Just try to get joy out of it because things happen for a reason. And sometimes it don't feel good, but it brings out the joy in the end of the day. So stay positive, stay motivated. Always speak positivity, never speak negativity, and stay joyful.
That's awesome. So I made some notes. I was doing my homework. It was early this morning. And it talks about joy, and there's some scientific evidence that it's good for your health. You want to hear about it?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Lee, you want to hear about it?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so it says a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. That's the definition of joy. The examples are feelings of joy are jubilance, triumph, exhilaration, bliss, euphoria, and rejoicing. Joy equals happiness. The emotion evolved by well-being, success, good fortune, possessing what one desires. Four pillars of joy are the four E's. Embrace, enjoy, engage, and ease. And I really like this. This is just something I was writing this morning, and I was like, I can still be teachable writing my own show. That's what's so great about it. And it also says, a personality of joy, he or she is smart, boisterous, exuberant, outgoing, and fiercely optimistic. What are your thoughts, Maddox?
That was just beautiful. That was wonderful. Oh, man. I'm lost for words right now. I'm just feeling joy. And it is the season to be joyful. It's Christmas season. Christmas is next weekend. You know, let's just not forget what it's about. You know, a lot of people get caught up in the gifts. But just have joy in this season.
Thank you so much. All right, Lee, get in closer. So we have still about 10 minutes on the clock. In between us.
Okay.
And what do you want to say to the listeners? You've been, you know, with Passion since the launch, and you're seeing a lot of good things happening. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is I love the show and the topics on the show. And today's topic really hit me pretty good. One of my old friends from St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, his mother told me what joy means. Jesus first, other second, yourself third.
Right on, Lee. Lee knows what's going on when I say, come on, let's go to studio. He's front and face and really up for the challenge. You've been doing a wonderful job being a part of Passion.
Thanks, Deborah.
He's been helping with the community outreach. This has been going on a long time. And he goes out with me when I'm going to the park. And it's safety in numbers. I'm not afraid to go out. Normally I'm by myself, but Lee really shows care and concern for the mission, and I really appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in West Palm Beach, Florida at Studio X, and I'm having a great time here with Matic, and Lee Powers is in studio with us too. We have a big picture to say, let's come together and make a difference. Whether you're doing a donation, whether you're serving, whether you're sharing a message, there is a part to do in all of us. And so if you want to get involved with the talk show, please call me directly at area code 561-856-0100. And I look forward to having new topics and guest speakers and also return guests. Matic, are you going to come back on Passions in 2023?
Oh, definitely. I'll definitely be back.
Thank you so much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to close. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to hearing feedback. And also, don't forget, I have Delray Hideaway gift certificate cards. You can call me directly on the talk show line. Stay tuned for the next episode of Passions Podcast.